Hello, welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Paul Lambus with the latest news from the island. DNA tests are said to confirm the identity of the driver of a car killed in a crash early on Sunday morning when the car pulled onto the wrong side of the Limassol to Buffalo Highway, hit another car and the central reservation before bursting into flames. The hire car hit another, driven by a woman with her husband as a passenger, both of whom were taken to Buffalo Hospital, where their condition was said to be serious but out of danger. The driver is believed to be a close relative of the owner of the hire car company. His family have been informed. In a message to mark 38 years since the unilateral declaration of independence in the north on November 15, 1983, Turkish Cypriot leader Ersin Tatar on Sunday said the people there live in their own country under their own state, and as such it should not be abandoned. Even if the so-called Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus has not been recognized, it is still a reality, he said. It exists and it will continue to exist, and our biggest power is the motherland Turkey. Speaking about Varosha and attempts by the government to dissuade people from returning there, Tatar said whatever they do, they cannot prevent the opening of the closed areas of Varosha. In other news, a blue Black Friday looms as a chip shortage bites, leaving shoppers in Cyprus with fewer products to choose from. Everything from cars, smartphones to washing machines use computer chips, the supply of which is facing a critical shortage. Kostas Kastamoulas, retail sales and marketing manager at Bionic in Nicosia, told the Sunday Mail that the sluggish production of technological goods simply cannot keep up with increasing demand. With Black Friday just around the corner on November 26, consumers wishing to satiate their appetite for tech upgrades will have a narrower range of products at higher prices. The reality of the Cyprus problem has been repeatedly stated, but in an organized way, some people have taken care to place the blame on the Greek Cypriot side and not on Turkey and its intransigent positions, President Nikos Anastasiadis said on Sunday. He was commenting after minutes published from a meeting between UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres and Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu in Krans, Montana in July 2017, showed the latter said Turkish troops would never leave the island. Asked to comment, Anastasiadis said he would speak later as he understood other minutes are to be released which would show the real events and not the myths and narratives that a certain UN official was spreading to those well-wishers who wanted to listen to him. A crucial government plan to improve treatment for dementia sufferers is still being assessed, leaving families and charities to cope as best they can. While a committee of neurologists and other experts have come up with a national strategic plan for people with dementia, it is still being assessed by the relevant ministries. The plan is ambitious, seeking to extend specialized care to all patients that need it, but while the government makes up its mind, charities are left to stagger on. Watching someone you care for become a different person and lose the abilities and functions they once had right before your eyes is a very difficult thing to deal with, one woman said after looking after her affected grandfather. And finally, while rising prices have been a constant feature in the news, one village has seen their water cut off as a result. The village of Prastioi supplied with water from neighbouring Drahipevulas. An electric turbine has been set up by the latter to provide the water, which is paid for by the people of Brastio. Recently, the water supply has become problematic as the large increase in the price of electricity has boosted the operating costs of the turbine. As a result, the operator in Drahipevulas has not paid the bill as the money secured from the people of Brastio is not enough to cover it and was cut off last Thursday. That's all for today. For the latest news, commentary and analysis, please visit www.cyprus-mail.com.